فأحيا بين أمهاتنا حضرة السلام والصادق السادون الصديق. And that's why it's very important always the, what you say, the bullet point. When you do a presentation, always, or you want to make, to give a paper, always they tell you, give bullet points. People are not going to read everything. So everything, there are bullet points that we have to learn them. Sayyidina Ali رضي الله عنه وكرم الله وجهه عليه السلام said that the head of wisdom, the greatest issue that we need to learn, is summarized on one focal point. When he was telling Sahaba that all the Hadith and Quran are based on one point. If you know that point, you know everything. Everyone has in his heart what you say, a center of gravity. If you fall beyond the center of gravity, if your balance is more than your center of gravity, what happens? You fall down. Even when a car is going down and there is an inclination in the road, they tell to you, they show you a picture of a truck going to fall. It's an English inclination. They say 5%, 10% inclination. Means you will lose your center of gravity. Everything has a center of gravity. Center of gravity is the focal point that you have to keep it balanced. If it is not balanced, you fall. So Sayyidina, everyone has a center of gravity. And our center of gravity differs from one person to another. Depend on how you balance yourself, your system. Everyone thinks that he knows everything. Every one of us think that his mind is the best. No one can say to him or to her anything except what he is thinking that is right. And Allah said in Holy Quran, وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عَلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Above every knower, there is a knower. Above every knowledge, there is someone sitting there who knows that knowledge. Means knowledge never ends. Your knowledge, you think you are here, there is someone that is here. That one, though, who thinks that he is here, there is someone above him. And the importance of knowing your limit, that's why Prophet ﷺ said, من عرف حد وقف عنده. Who knows his limits, stand by his limits. من عرف نفسه عرف ربه. Who knows himself, knows his Lord. So everything is balanced. If it is not balanced, like I was explaining yesterday, that we have two sides in our system, identical, you know, this side and this side. Movement of this side, right side, balance the left side. And movement of the left side, balance the right side. Typically of the brain, when someone has a stroke on the left side in his brain, what happens? His right side has the problem, isn't it? Doctor? How many doctors do we have here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5 doctors. is none. So if you count how many movements you have on the right side, from your hand to your head, how many movements? One. This is one. See? It moves. This second. This is third. That's why Shahada is important, because it's the beginning of the movement. Say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan rasulullah. It's the beginning. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Seven movements. That we know that there are seven lata'if on the chest, seven levels. We know there are seven heavens. We know there are seven ayah in Surah Al-Fatiha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's why Sayyidina Ali said, everything is on one point. Because Allah revealed 104 different books from Adam alayhi salam to Prophet. All of them, all except four, they were put in the Psalms. Psalms of Sayyidina Dawood got them all. Including the Psalms of Sayyidina Dawood, Sayyidina Musa has them all in the Torah. Including the Torah, Sayyidina Isa had them in the Injil. Including the Injil, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had them in the Quran. And the whole Quran is in Surah Yasin. Yasin, Qalbul Quran, as Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. And then he said, "Wa Yasin is in Al-Fatiha." Means everything in these six, seven ayah, every ayah has a movement that has to be understood. It's the key for this movement to balance your system. So Sayyidina Ali, what he said, there is one focal point. And he said to the Sahaba, it said that, narrated that when Sayyidina Ali became the Khalifa of Muslimin, and all people gave him bay'ah initiation, he went to the Prophet's mosque, putting his turban, that's origin of the turban, wearing the turban of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wearing the jubba of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wearing the shoes of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, carrying the sword of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, on the member, Ya ma'ashara al-nas, saluni qabla an tafkuduni.
Ask me before you lose me.
Ask me, O people. Ask me before you lose me. هذا صفت العلم. This is this the essence of knowledge. He's mentioning about himself. هذا لعاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Showing his tongue and say, this is the saliva of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. هذا ما زقني رسول الله زقا. This is what Prophet ﷺ has introduced to me, into my saliva in quantity, big chunk of knowledge he was giving to me. سَلُونِي فَإِنَّ عِنْدِي عُلْمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ. Ask me because I have within me the knowledge of before and after. That's why Prophet ﷺ said, أَنَا مَدِينَةُ الْعِلْمِ وَعَلِيٌ بَابُ. I am the city of knowledge and Ali is the door. أَمَا لَوْ ثُنِيَتْ لِيَ الْوِسَادَةِ فجلست عليها لأفتيت أهل التوراة بتوراتهم حتى تنطق التوراة فتقول صدق علي رضي الله عنه لقد أفتاكم بما أنزل الله فيا. صدق علي ما كذب لقد أفتاكم بما أنزل الله فيا. He would say that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made me to go in the past, make the cushion to fold it to take me to the past, and I sat on that cushion in the front of the people of Tawrat, means in front of the people of Sayyidina Musa. لَأَفْتَيْتُ أَهْلَ التَّوْرَاتِ I would have give fatwa to any question that the people of the Torah will ask me, I will give them answer from their Tawrat. Until the Tawrat, the book, holy book, that Allah revealed to Sayyidina Musa will speak and say that Ali said the truth. He never lied. He gave you fatwa according to what Allah has revealed to me, to Musa alayhi salam. وَأَفْتَيْتُ أَهْلَ الْإِنْجِيلِ بِإِنْجِيلِهِمْ I would also give fatwa to the people of the Bible from their Bible. Until the Bible will say, صَدَقَ عَلِيٌّ مَا كَذِبْ Ali said the truth, he didn't lie. لَقَدْ أَفْتَاكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فِيَّ He has given to you fatwa according to what Allah has revealed to me. This is Sayyidina Isa. Then, وَأَفْتَيْتُ أَهْلَ الْقُرْآنِ بِقُرْآنِهِمْ I would also give fatwa from Holy Quran to the people of Quran. From their Quran, from the Quran, until the Quran speak and say, صَدَقَ عَلِيٌّ مَا كَذِبْ لَقَدْ أَفْتَاكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فِيَّ Ali said the truth. He didn't say lie. He gave you fatwa according to what Allah has revealed to me in the Holy Quran. وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْقُرْآنَ لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا فَهَلْ فِيكُمْ أَحَدٌ يَعْلَمُ مَا أُنْزِلَ فِيهِ And you are reading the Quran day and night. Do you know what Allah has revealed in this Holy Quran? Means no one knows anything. What they know is not anything, but they don't know anything, but they know, but very limited in relatively speaking to Sayyidina Ali. ولولا آية في كتاب الله عز وجل لا أخبرتكم بما كان وما يكون وما هو كائن إلى يوم القيامة. If it is not for one ayah that it mentioned in the holy book, in the holy Quran, ولولا آية. If it is not for that ayah, I would have told you. لا أخبرتكم بما كان. What has happened before? What is happening now, and what will be happening in the future until the judgment day. But that ayah stopped me. And they said, what is that ayah? What is that ayah? Hafiz. Recite. يَمْحُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يَمْحُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيُثْبِتُ وَعِنْدَهُ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ
يَمْحُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيُثْبِتُ عِنْدَهُ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala erase what he likes, confirm what he wants, and he has the everything of the book. Means, I would have told you, but if Allah changed, then I cannot say what I know because Allah changed. I will tell you according to what is in that moment in my time. But if Allah changes, يَمْحُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيُثْبِتُ عَنْدَهُ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ Then I cannot. So all my Sahaba, Sahaba of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the whole Quran and Hadith are on one point. They said, what's that point? He said, the wisdom of everything is makhafatullah. Ra'sul hikmati makhafatullah. The head of wisdom is to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you say, Ya Rabbi, I'm coming to you. He say, okay, how you are coming to me? What do you want to say? I'm coming with my children. Or I'm coming with my wife. Or I'm coming with my husband. No. You are going to say, I'm coming with my Prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad. With his Sahaba. Okay, you're coming how? In kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni. If you really love Allah, follow me. Allah is saying to Prophet, let them follow you. You are coming with Prophet following Sayyidina Muhammad. Not keeping ourselves closed in everything we have. We have to open our heart for Allah and His Prophet. In everything. Don't say, I don't have, if I don't pay this, I will lose, I have too much money to pay, I have too much debts. No. Give, Allah take debts away. You don't give, Allah makes more debts on you, more difficult on you. That's why I was saying this morning to someone, Allah said in the Quran to Prophet, recite.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم خذ من أموالهم صدقة تطهرهم وتزكيهم بها وصل عليهم إن صلاتك سكن لهم والله سميع عليم.
Take from their money, from their wealth. Sadaqah, donation, charity, give gift, anything. Clean and purify them. Because when you clean and purify them, they are ready. Then make them on them prayer. Inna salataka kanat sakana wa salli alayhim. Then you pray for them, Allah accept, because then it becomes relaxing to them. And what Prophet took from the Sahaba? One third of their money at that ayah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Holy Quran has revealed things that we don't know. Look, in time of Sayyidina Musa, people were very, very clever in magic, magicians. Magic. He sent them Sayyidina Musa with this stick to show them more, that their magic is nothing. This is reality, stick of Sayyidina Musa. In the time of Sayyidina Isa, the Bible, the people of the Bible were very strong in medicine at that time. Allah sent Sayyidina Isa to show them that your medicine is nothing. I make him to revive the dead. I bring them from. In the time of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, people were very educated in poetry. Allah brought Quran that no one can make. Big poets cannot write one letter of the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us something that no one can understand. And that's why I mentioned before that looks greatness of the Holy Quran. In Holy Quran, Al-Malaika is mentioned in the whole Holy Quran from beginning to end 88 times. How many they are mentioned?
88 times.
88 times. Kalimat Malaika is mentioned 88 times. Kalimat Shayateen, opposite of Malaika, is what? Shayateen. How many times is mentioned? 88 times. Jannah, paradise. What is the opposite of Jannah? Nar. Jannah is mentioned 77 times. Nar is mentioned 77 times. How does this happen like that? From beginning of the Holy Quran to the end, they put in the computer, it counts how many times Malaika is coming, mentioned 88 times. How much, how many the shayateen mentioned? 88 times. Jannah, how many times mentioned? 77. Nar, how many times mentioned? 77. Shukr, thanking Allah. Opposite of shukr is affliction. You thank Allah because of you. Allah gives you something good, there is something bad. How many times shukr is being mentioned? 75 times. How many times masa'ib is being mentioned? 75 times. Al-hayat, how many times is mentioned? And anything derivative of hayat. It's mentioned 145 times. What is the opposite of hayat? Death, mouth. How many times is mentioned? 145 times. Dunya. What is the opposite of dunya? Akhirah. Dunya, how many times is mentioned? 115 times. Akhirah, how many times is mentioned? 115 times. Al-Ba'ath, resurrection. When you go on resurrection, you have to cross the Sirat. How many times Ba'ath is mentioned? Resurrection? 45 times. How many times Sirat is mentioned? Sirat al-Mustaqim? 45 times. As-Salihat. What is opposite of Salihat? Sayyiat. How many times Salihat is being mentioned? 180 times. How many times Sayyiat being mentioned? 180 times. Al-Zahab, gold. Opposite of gold is Taraf. How many times Zahab is mentioned? 8 times. How many times Taraf mentioned? 8 times. Men! Opposite of man is what? Woman. How many times the men are being mentioned? 24 times. And woman, how many times? 24 times. Messengers. Opposite of messengers? Normal people, nas. How many times messengers are being mentioned? 368 times. How much did Nas be mentioned? 368. Sabr, patience. Opposite of patience, shidda. Difficulty. How many times is mentioned sabr? 102 times. Shidda, 102 times. And like that. Many, many has been mentioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given things. I cannot go all through all these things. I give you one more and then we close it with this. How many times the land is being mentioned? وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بَرْ. Al-Bar means the land. And the Yabisa, Shul Yabisa. There is the land also. How many times they are mentioned? They are mentioned, Bar is 12 times and Yabisa is 1 time, so 13 times. So the earth being mentioned in the Holy Quran under the name Al-Bar and Al-Yabisa, 13 times. Bahar, how many times? Opposite of Bar is what?
Sea.
Opposite of land is sea. How many times the sea is being mentioned? 32 times. 32 times and 13 times, total of 45. Means if you want to calculate the percentage of each one, the from 45, the bar is 13 from 45, and bahr is 32 from 45, sea is 32 from 45, and the bar yabisa, the land, is 13 from 45, it will come that the bar and yabisa, means the land, is mentioned 29% in the Holy Quran. And the bahr, the sea, is mentioned 71%. If you study geography today, you will find that al-yabisa, the land, relatively speaking to the oceans, is 29% to 71%. Understood, or I repeat?
No.
It's not in the record. If now you calculate today what you call them, archaeologists?
Geologists,
they calculate today, in their calculations, it comes out as Holy Quran mentioned it 1400 years ago. 29 to 71%. 29 land, 71% water. Think about that. Harmat al-Harir, Harmat al-Fatiha.
This city will be available?
This is a problem. I have these people. This one doesn't know how to put them in computer. You were having all this. There is one more CD before, and yesterday CD.